Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley here, Redskins Talk Podcast. Hope you had a great new year and are ready to start 2018 with a bang. I believe I am. I believe my squad, Rich Tandler, is ready to do it. What do you think, RT?
Hey, ready.
All right. Lot to discuss. In the time since we last talked, when the Skins lost a terrible game to a terrible team in New York, we have since had locker clean out, and we have had a pretty long press conference with Jay Gruden. I think we learned a good amount from both of those events. We're going to discuss all of it, starting with Jay Gruden talking about his quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Before we get to that, let's start by thanking the good folks at Commuter Connections. One click is all it takes to share a ride to work when you want, where you want, for free. Check them out. Tandler, what's the app?
Carpool Now.
Carpool Now is the app. CommuterConnections.org is a website. You can even call them. If you like calling people on the phone, 800-745-RIDE.
I'm sure they're very friendly.
I am confident they are.
Yes.
All right. So the biggest thing that jumped out to me from Jay Gruden's press conference, and really since the Giants game, was Jay was asked to evaluate Kirk Cousins' performance this year, in the 2017 season. And Jay gave an honest, fair answer that wasn't particularly, he didn't praise him. He said, hey, you know, we went 7-9. It's hard to say anybody was outstanding.
Yeah, that was the bottom line. And although, you know, quarterbacks are not solely responsible for win-loss records, they are the single most important player on the field. And I think, you know, maybe there were a few games where Kirk could have lifted them to victory, and he did not.
Well, and I think particularly late, the game he played in Giant Stadium was terrible. He was awful.
Right.
And the team was awful, and a lot of guys are hurt. Like, there are plenty of – you try not to place sole blame on one person, but Kirk was bad in that game. Kirk was bad in L.A. against the Chargers. And those are two of the last four games. And I think if we had had this conversation at the halfway point, Tandler, you know, week 8, week 10, Kirk looked like he might be going to another Pro Bowl or something.
Yeah.
He did not finish the year strong.
For the second year in a row.
We talked about it. The numbers, Kirk hasn't had a 300-yard passing day since the loss in New Orleans, which I don't think is a coincidence, is when Chris Thompson went out.
Right. But, you know, still, if you're going to be one of the top paid quarterbacks, you still have to, that's something. You can't necessarily be great every game overcoming those, but I think, you know, occasionally you do need to. And I think just reading between the lines from what Jay Gruden said, I think he feels the same way. That we've gone through it, and this is like I said, last year, the end of season was critical. The two losses, the losses to Carolina, and the loss to the
Giants at home.
The Giants at home. And, you know, this year, you know, because of things that happened earlier, they weren't critical because the season was already over. But still, you know, a strong finish is a strong finish, and that's what you expect out of a top-paid quarterback.
For me, and I agree with you, it seemed like perhaps the coach realizes it's all going to be about money, right? And we all think that should Kirk hit free agency, he can get a whole bunch of money. And odds are he probably can. We're gonna write about that and do some more about what are Kirk's options beyond the Redskins. And he has options. I'm not sure how good any of them are, really, unless teams...
Yeah, generally, a team that needs a quarterback and is willing to pay top dollar for him is a
bad.
Desperate team. It's bad.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like being a top draft pick. Well, you know what? You're usually going to join a team that's pretty bad.
But it seemed to me that in Gruden's response, it revealed that maybe Kurt, the interesting word choice was over the hump. Gruden said we couldn't get over the hump of 7-9, and maybe Kirk's not the guy to get you over the hump.
Yeah, maybe he's a lot of fans have tweeted it, said it, you know, he's a 500 quarterback. And, you know, we don't know that for sure because, again, it's about the talent around you.
Right.
And,
that is the record at this point.
Right. But he lost, he did, you know, people say all the time, well, he lost Garcon, he lost Jackson. Well, okay, and they were, half game worse, game and a half worse, whatever the math comes out to.
Yeah, yeah.
They won one fewer game than they did with those guys. So... You know, there's so many things that go into all this that you can't, you know, you can't just isolate the play of the quarterback. But if you're going to pay a guy that much money, it's not money, it's salary cap getting
space,
taken up.
Right.
That means you can't spend it on other players. You know, you have to legitimately ask, is this guy worth it? Can this guy play well enough to compensate for not being able to have, you know, players, having to let some guys go that you'd rather not go, being unable to sign free agents?
The plan is, so everybody knows, the plan is Kirk Cousins is speaking on Friday. He's doing an appearance with Grant and Danny. It'll be on the radio on 106.7 The Fan. And he's going to be taking questions from fans, as well as I'm sure Grant and Danny will kind of drive the conversation. We will be there in some capacity. It may just be to sit there and listen. I'm not really sure. Tandler and I will do another podcast after that. And honestly, I think between what Gruden said today and what Kirk will say on Friday is kind of going to be the extent of what we hear on the record for a while.
Right, at least until
official
the combine.
Well, I have a feeling Kirk will go to the Super Bowl again and kind of work the radio circuit like he did last year.
Yeah, but you know, I think even on Friday, he can't say, well, you know what, I think my time with the Redskins is done. Because you know what, he doesn't have control over that. He does not have full control over that.
It's interesting. So I was listening.
So what can he say?
Cooley and Kevin Sheehan on 980 this morning were talking about it. And Cooley was like, I just want Kirk to say something. Cooley said he has a feeling Kirk will offer something definitive. And I don't know that I agree with that. As a reporter, I'd love to hear something definitive.
Well, the only thing he can say definitive is, I'm signing a contract with the Redskins. That's the only thing right now he can say definitive.
No, he could say definitively, I won't sign long term. Or he could say, I don't want to be here. Or he could say, I want to be here.
Yeah,
those are things he could say.
But that's not in his control. He's going to be very careful of saying something that he can't control.
But where I push back on that.
The only thing is saying you won't sign long term. Yeah, okay. I could see that. Maybe, you know, that would essentially force his way out of town.
Right. That's
I don't know if he does.
He may not do it. I agree that doesn't seem like Kirk. But that's within his control to do. He could force this situation, and athletes do that all the time. Maybe Kirk won't do that. But if he's had enough of this, he can force something to occur.
He can attempt to force something to occur.
Well, he could just not sign.
Yeah. Well, I guess he could play that out. Yeah, he could hold out. And then he could go.
Those are real options.
He could get Josh Norman, and find not too much of a market after the draft has happened and all the free agent money has dried up.
But athletes all the time force the issue.
But this is, it's not the NBA. It's not like you can't be like Kyrie Irving and say, I want to go, and you're gone.
Yeah, you can.
You can't. No, you can say you want to go. You're not necessarily gone.
Sure, but in the NBA, you can say I want to go, and you're not. It doesn't always. Regardless of what will happen, there is plenty Kirk can say and do that I don't expect him to. But
right,
it'd be nice. I don't know if everybody feels this way. How I feel is it'd be nice to get some definitive information. And to me,
I am not holding my breath for that.
I agree. But to me, that definitive information can be, I want to stay here. I want to try to work on a long-term deal. I will negotiate with the organization. Just that would be a step. Or free agency remains my priority. I want to get to the free agent market. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you're right in that he could say that. But I would be very surprised if he does.
I tend to agree with you. All right, what else do we need to unpack from the Gruden conversation? Interesting stuff with special teams and the coaching situation. Let's discuss that real quick. Break from our sponsors.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
So, a couple weeks ago, there was a report that Redskins quarterback coach Kevin O'Connell would likely be leaving to go to UCLA and be the offensive coordinator under Chip Kelly. Jay Gruden squashed that. Kevin O'Connell is staying in with the Redskins. It sounds like he's getting
and
a promotion.
Getting a bump up passing game coordinator.
Passing game coordinator. And you know what's funny is Kevin O'Connell and Kevin Carberry, who is the assistant offensive line coach,
right,
look a lot alike.
They do.
Like they're both tall, trim, short brown hair. They're both named Kevin. Very easy to confuse those two. Gruden. So I don't know that that's necessarily good or bad news. Clearly, O'Connell is a valued guy, and the Skins liked him enough to keep him here.
Right.
That's my take on it. Interestingly, Jay said there won't be any moves with coaching staff, at least not yet, because there's an evaluation period that the entire staff goes through. He did say that special teams weren't good enough, and I think he was right. I don't know.
I don't think anybody could possibly argue that.
Right. I don't know that there'll be any sort of move there. He also said the team has to look at what the hell is going on that they have so many injuries, and whether or not it's something they can fix or not, they at least got to see what they can do.
Yeah, well, of course, DJ Swearinger on Monday talked about that. You can see the video on NBC Sports Washington.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'm riding with some I'm riding with those quotes and some from actually Ryan Kerrigan, who didn't point fingers at teammates. He just kind of said, well, here's what I do to play 112 straight games, and, maybe maybe they'll pick up from it.
That's going to be a good piece you've got going.
And it's a lot, a lot of it, though, is on the players. And this is what Jay Gruden said. And this is where I get, into, fire the training staff, get rid of Deuce Gruden, get rid of this guy. A player really has to take a lot of the initiative. They can't follow one home and make sure he's not, getting two cheeseburgers from Five Guys and a big fries when they go home. They can't follow him at home in the off season. You know, Ryan Kerrigan said one thing he was going to do, suggested by another pretty long-term Iron Man, Vernon Davis, is he's going to start taking care of his body in the off season like he does in season, with cold tubs and chiropractic work and just, you know, really, obviously you always run, you always lift weights, you do stuff like that, but, you know, really just taking some extra steps. So, you know, hopefully they look at that and, you know, look at the guys that have lasted, and if the players won't do it on their own, maybe they can subtly encourage them to do the same thing.
One thing, and I agree with you, it's good points all around. One thing with the strain, two things with the training staff. Folks love tweeting angrily about Deuce Gruden. Deuce Gruden is probably fifth on a list of five of the training staff. He's not in charge of much.
He's in charge of helping guys pump iron.
Right. Like, he's in there to, like, spot you in the weight room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And guys like him, and he's good in that role. But he is not in charge of the nutrition. He's not in charge of stretching.
Soft tissue.
I think it's just a name people recognize, yes. And he's a very recognizable young man because he's so damn jacked.
But short, like, and wide.
Right.
Wide.
But Deuce is not
a proverbial fire hydrant.
One theory that I'm going to throw out to you, RT, is specific to the offensive line. We see it every day. Every day in Richmond, every day, I think, in minicamp, at OTAs, every day at practice, even late in the year. Bill Callahan has those guys go. All of the offensive linemen are going an extra 20, 30 minutes a day, would you say?
No, I would say more like more closer to an hour, because they do that before practice too.
At what point is all that extra work maybe something they need to look at?
Yeah.
I think you got to look at it this point.
I mean, are they going to do that and then come in and – you know, DJ talked about, you know, the ice bath, or going to get treatment in the training room, you know, even if there's nothing seriously wrong with you.
Right.
Just go get it fixed. Go get the chiropractic work done. Get all that. I mean, there's X number of hours in a day, and if they are spending an extra hour, you know, learning techniques and things like that, which is all good stuff. But, yeah, I mean, you know, something's got to give if you give that extra hour to Bill Callahan.
Right, and I don't know the answer. I don't know. I haven't asked a player about that. It'd be kind of interesting to ask.
But, you know,
I'm not sure you get an honest answer.
But then you look at, I mean, did that get Trent's kneecap kicked out of alignment?
No.
No. Did
but
that, did that cause
nagging?
Moses's, not Moses, Sheriff's MCL strain?
No. But there was a lot of nagging, kind of guys just dealt with stuff.
Did a break chase
raise
his hand? I mean, you know, I get what you're saying, and I understand that. You know, and it could that could
you
be
can
more.
Say that about all the injuries. If you're going to look at all the injuries, you got to wonder what the hell's going on.
It, you know, the it could be more, the problem could be more in terms of diminished effectiveness when they're on the field and playing,
right?
But maybe not at 100%.
Right. We haven't set the scene for you guys yet. We are in the mobile podcast studio, which is my 2013 Honda Pilot, parked inside the Redskins Park gate, which is always a treat for us. The 95% of the time we're out here in season, all of the media has to park outside of the gate in the mud/grass parking area.
/ now frozen solid.
Right. Which is a constant source of, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Whining/
grumpiness, perhaps,
yes.
Of everybody on the Redskins beat. So when we get to park inside, we're all quite excited.
Yes.
And we got pizza today.
We got pizza.
It was a good day at Redskin Park.
We're overlooking Gloucester Parkway. It's the Loudoun County Waterworks across the street.
All right, Taylor.
Just to fully set the scene.
Really letting you guys know.
Well, I'm giving you a little Loudoun County here.
We didn't talk yet about Quentin Dunbar. I wrote about it. I think you wrote about it. Jay Gruden said it well, I think. They're able to sign Dunbar to a pretty cheap, not cheap, but he's got $5 million guaranteed over the next 3 years. And he's a player that looks to be getting better. And you sign Dunbar, Breland is going to be a free agent. They're not going to make any effort to re-sign Breland. Breland's probably going
to
make,
I think
at least twice
eight, yeah.
Twice as much.
Oh, is Dunbar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe three times as much, depending on guarantees and how long it goes. And I think we both kind of think it's a good move for the organization.
I think it's a great move. I mean, you know, it seems low risk. You know, you had to like when he was just in training camp in what was that? Was it 2015? Was his rookie year? You know, they had a lot of injuries at cornerback. And he just stepped. He was a wide receiver, undrafted out of Florida, and, you know, probably not much of a chance of making it there. And he saw an opportunity. He said, "Hey, get me to show me how to play cornerback. I can do this." He just took it. He had the confidence.
Pretty neat story.
Yeah, and he went and he just grabbed the bull by the horns and did it and learned, and he got rewarded with a nice little contract extension.
So just to take that one step further, I was tweeting about it last night or yesterday, and Will Blackman, friend of the program and a former, you know, what did Will play? 12 years in the NFL?
Yeah. Two here.
Will knows what it takes to play in this league, and he called it a great move for the Redskins. And to your point about Dunny just say, "Hey, I'll play corner," Blackman called him fearless in a good way, in that he just is like, "Oh, I can do that." And doesn't a lot of players will be like, "No, I'm trained for X, I'm trained for Y," and Quentin was like, "I could try that."
You know, the first time I saw him lining up, I think he played a little before, but it was the Giants game at FedEx late in the 2015 season. I look up and he's lined up 1-on-1 in OBJ,
right?
And you know, he's fearless.
Well, and he's got good size, good range, long arms, and I think. To me, Kendall Fuller is the plan. I think, to me, you have Norman and Fuller on the other side. When you go to nickel, Fuller should move inside. No reason to stop his great work in the slot, but I think you get him on the field more often. And then Dunny can come out in the nickel and be the outside guy. And, you know, they still have Fabian Moreau could emerge. Josh Holsey could emerge. They have five corners under contract now through 2019. And I think Norman, Fuller, Dunbar, they like and trust.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Cornerback, you want some good news on this podcast? I think cornerback situation is pretty good.
Yep.
One player that I've found interesting over the last couple weeks, Capri Bibbs. Gruden got asked about, you know, is your starting running back on this roster? And he joked, "We got 30 of them on the roster." And because of all the injuries and the roster churn at running back particularly, I don't know that you point to any of the guys they have as an RB1, but do you like Bibbs? You think he's on? I think he could make the team in 2018, depending what happens in the draft and free agency. Just of the current, I mean, hell, we can run through the names.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, but look, there are, you know, if they draft anybody, I mean, there are. Sorry,
that was our first official one. I didn't count the other ones.
You know, there are three. Are locked, right? You're going to bring back Fat Rob. You're going to bring back P. Ryan and Thompson.
Yep.
So there's room for one more running back. So if they sign or draft somebody relatively high, there's no room for a Capri Bibbs.
The only thing I'll say is you got to make sure Rob can make guys miss at the same rate after the knee injury.
Okay.
Because that was his best attribute,
yes.
His ability to cut quickly.
Right. But it wasn't like a torn ACL. I mean, he could have been playing now, but they had to put him on IR because they had so many guys injured,
right.
So they could have roster space. He could have returned, from what I understand, for the last few games of the season.
Okay, that's good note. We're going to wrap up here in a minute. I want to ask Tandler about his man crush. Did you get to watch Roquan Smith in the Rose Bowl?
Man, he had some solid hits.
He got lost a little bit in the first half. When Baker Mayfield caught that touchdown, I think that was on him.
Well, no, because it was a well-designed play. He was, you know, they decided to go up and rush the wide receiver. And you know, they had to make a choice.
Second half of
both
that game,
of those guys.
Though, he was a beast.
Yeah.
Big hits. It's just we haven't talked about this. Speaking of Big 12 quarterbacks, I thought it was important to have a Colt McCoy discussion with Jay Gruden, and I asked him pointedly, you know, Colt's the only quarterback on the roster right now for 2018.
Under contract.
Are you comfortable with Colt as your starting quarterback? And Jay said, Colt's been excellent. Everything he's done here, he's always been great. And I would agree with that. I think he knows the system inside and out, and really hard worker. Players love Colt. Coaches respect Colt. He has been okay when he's played. And what was that, 2014, when everybody got to play?
Yeah.
Hasn't really played at all since. He's had a little bit of mop-up duty here and there behind Kirk Cousins. Do you believe Jay Gruden?
I don't disbelieve him, but he doesn't know what's going on.
He also said, he's like, but I'm not saying Colt's our starter next year.
Right.
I think if Kirk isn't back, which I'd say at this point is what do you think the chance?
That's at least a coin flip.
You think it's 50-50?
At best.
What does that best mean?
That best means it's he has a 50% chance or less of staying.
Okay. I was going to say like 30 or 40 of leaving.
I don't know.
Okay. But if Kirk is gone and the Skins, they'll have options, right? You draft somebody, you sign somebody. There's going to be a lot of free agent quarterbacks.
Yep.
Maybe you do all of those. I think Colt gets to compete for the QB1 job.
You know, this could be a good year to be looking for a quarterback.
It really is.
With a lot of free agent options. About five or six, nobody maybe super coming out of the draft, but you know what? Almost any quarterback you draft, you're going to have to develop.
I had some interesting conversations with scouts as far as who they like, who they don't like. I have a feeling the kid from Wyoming, Josh Allen, we're going to – the vibe around him by March is going to be really heating up.
Yep.
Other players, it's a little bit different. But – do you think, all right, even if the Skins sign somebody and draft somebody, say they draft Baker Mayfield and say they sign Tyrod Taylor, do you not let Colt compete for the starting job when we get to camp?
I think you have to.
I think you have to also.
Yeah, I think you have to. Tyrod's not going to get a huge deal.
Right, like the money's not going to be prohibitive because
right.
Colt's only making $2 or $3 mil anyway.
Right.
And I might write about this, so if I write about this, make sure you click on it, even though I'm about to talk about it right now. Is it possible, Taylor, that we saw a preview of the Colt-Kirk decision in the Dunbar-Breland decision? In that, all right, stay with me because I see the look you're giving me. Breland is a better player than Dunbar. He's a little bit better. He's more proven, but he's significantly more expensive.
Right.
Cousins is a better player than Colt. He's more proven, but he's significantly more expensive.
I see what you're saying. I think they're kind of different decisions, really.
I think I agree. I mean,
the problem with quarterback is the scarcity.
Right.
Not that there aren't a ton of good cornerbacks around, but
it's not the same.
All
right. Tell the folks what to do, Taylor.
Subscribe to the podcast. Get reviews. Do we figure out the problem with the reviews?
No, I haven't.
Let's get Kessler on that.
Because here's the thing. We know you guys are listening.
Yes.
We get, like, I see the numbers. A lot of folks are listening. So if you haven't left a review, please do it.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you. And I tell you, now that the end of the season is over and things are going to slow down, Taylor and I are figuring out our schedule. We're still going to do at least 2 podcasts a week. Maybe 3 when the time calls for it. Certainly, anytime news breaks, we're gonna hit you with emergency podcasts. And the more you guys leave reviews, the more we can push to do with the podcast. Because there's a lot Taylor and I want to do this off season of going to get interviews and having you guys on the podcast. I want to get back to doing that. Send me your stories, james.finley@nbcuni.com. Keep it under 2 minutes, and I want to hear your best Redskins stories.
Yep, definitely. So subscribe, leave reviews if you can, and other than that, enjoy your off season. Even though there really isn't one in the NFL.
Is Georgia going to beat Alabama?
Yes.
All right, Taylor and I.
I think Georgia by 5.5 is what I saw.
Taylor and I are on the
take Georgia
same
and the points
page.
And outright.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer. Happy New Year.
I owe you a beer.
Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do,
But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.